All right, as Bulldog Live continues our broadcast from the State House for our fifth annual Outdoor Living Safety Fair, we have a very special guest joining us here, an honored guest, Her Excellency, Governor Maggie Hassan. Governor, good to meet you finally.
Well, it's nice to meet you too, and thanks for having me on.
All right, well, thanks for coming out to this great event. I think we were just talking, you've been out here when you were a state senator.
I have indeed, and this is a great event. There's all sorts of wonderful food being cooked and served, and meanwhile, the Propane Association is also making sure that people understand how to use propane safely and passing out some great safety tips and some good cooking tips too.
Exactly, because we know State Fire Marshal Bill Degnan. Yeah, he's all about that kind of stuff, too.
Yep, so, yep. You know. No, just very important to be aware and call in professionals when you smell any propane.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we want to be safe because you and I don't want to read anybody's names in the
paper
this weekend.
That's right. Exactly. We want, you know, New Hampshire is so lucky that we have a designation as one of the safest and healthiest states in the country. And one of the reasons is because we're Granite Staters. We operate, you know, with common sense. We also have great first responders, but I'd really love to get to a Memorial Day weekend where the first responders can enjoy the weekend as much as the other citizens too.
Absolutely, and here's a case where we have about a dozen propane dealers that are normally very competitive. Yesterday they were competitive. Tomorrow they're going to be competing against each other again, but today they're all working together, which is what we do great here in New Hampshire.
It sure is. It sure is. It's one of the things I talk about a lot. We're an all-hands-on-deck kind of state, and people roll up their sleeves, work together in their communities all the time, and businesses who are competitors do come together to help communities, and it's just one of the great things about the state. It's one of the fun things when you're governor is you get to travel around and go to events like this and see so many people pulling together to do good things.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and then of course there's the political aspects of things, the things that go on right in front of us here, and that is the casino gambling bill.
Sure.
What's your reaction to this?
Well, you know, I'm disappointed that the New Hampshire House didn't listen to the people of New Hampshire about the issue of a casino. It's something people support, and it would have allowed us to fund critical priorities that the people of the state also support. We're really working on creating jobs and economic development, making sure that we can have higher education that's affordable. We want to freeze tuition. We want to make sure we have a mental health system and a children in need of services or CHIN system that works, and we want to keep our state safe and continue to protect our natural resources. And those are all things that revenues from a casino would help us do. But, you know, we're going to continue working with both political parties in both chambers on behalf of the people of New Hampshire, and we'll find our way forward.
Because we saw by the vote that this was not a Republican or Democrat issue.
Right.
There was a lot of feelings on both sides of the aisle on this.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, this has been the tide of public opinion has really come in favor of expanded gaming, and the callers that I've gotten today, they're saying the legislators, yeah, they voted their conscience, but they didn't vote for us.
Well, and I think, again, we want to make sure that we are fighting for the things that the people of New Hampshire believe in and funding them in a way that the people of New Hampshire believe in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one high-end destination casino properly regulated would be a boon to the state. It would also keep us from losing a lot of gambling revenue and rooms and meals revenue down to Massachusetts, which is going to have three casinos. So, you know, again, I'm disappointed in the vote, but I'm going to continue to fight for the things that the people of New Hampshire have asked me to fight for, and we'll find our way forward.
And do you think that maybe if it was separated, that maybe the budget wouldn't depend on that gambling money? Would it be able to? Do you think there would have been some differences in opinion on that?
I can't assess that. I continue to believe that it's the right thing for us to do in terms of jobs in the economy. It's the right thing. A right thing for us to do in terms of preventing revenues from going down to Massachusetts. And, you know, whenever you have a revenue producer like a casino, you want to use those monies in smart, thoughtful ways to invest in innovation and build a stronger state. And I'd love to build up the rainy day fund, too, so that we have reserves, you know, a decent savings account, which all governments should have. And so yesterday was unfortunate, but again, we're going to keep fighting for what the people sent us here to fight for, and we'll find our way forward.
Well, as Millennium Gaming said in their statement yesterday, that they're still committed to Rockingham Park and the people of Salem.
Yeah.
You know, because for a lot of people, that makes sense, just to put it there, you know?
Well, you know, we wanted to have an open and competitive bidding process because I know that Millennium and Rockingham have a good idea, but I want the best deal for the state. So I think there were other entities interested, too.
Yep.
But again, there are people in this state, a strong majority of them who think this is a good idea. And so we'll continue to work with members of both parties, both chambers, and see if we can find our way forward.
Now, Governor Maggie Hassan joining us here on Bulldog Live for just a couple more minutes. So we'll help her meet her other commitments that are going on. So I really appreciate you coming by. I got to say, I you might become a radio broadcaster yet. You know why?
Why?
I love that free fishing day promo you put together.
Oh, good. It is actually hard to say free fish for your families on radio, but I was proud of myself for getting it on pretty much one take. But look, on a more serious note, it was, it's really important for people to understand how accessible our wonderful outdoor economy is and how much fun fishing is. And so I was, that was a fun thing to do.
And if I got to get this in, because it's an issue that I follow very closely for a number of years, the Northern Pass Project.
Yeah.
You wrote a letter to Governor Daniel Malloy in Connecticut to urge him to oppose the RPS standards. What's your reaction so far?
Well, and I think the bill is moving its way through the Connecticut legislature that I wrote about. I'm concerned that Connecticut is taking steps that will make it harder for our alternative energy producers here in the state of New Hampshire to grow and create more and more clean energy for this whole region of the country. And so I continue to think that our future is in a diverse clean energy portfolio, and I continue to think that our biomass producers in particular in New Hampshire, given all of our forests and given our timber industry, should be a really important component of that.
Forest Society came out with a legal opinion on the Connecticut Headwaters Tract. Has there been anything, any discussion on the executive branch level anywhere about it?
Well, there has been no request for any kind of permission or modification of that easement. So, right now, I know people are concerned about it, but there's been no formal request made. So until that happens, there isn't any reason to have a discussion.
All right. Well, Governor Hassan, thank you very much for coming by today. Pleasure to meet you finally, and your staffers, who I've chat with by email and phone too. So
yeah, well, they're delighted to meet you. Thank you for having a great radio program. It's really nice to
and
meet you.
And you're welcome by anytime on any of our programs here on The Pulse.
We appreciate
it.
Well, thanks so much. Take care now.
Take care too. Bye-bye.